When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
And we welcome you back to the final hour. We have some breaking news to share with you as we begin the final hour of the program. Jim from Tuscaloosa has been suspended from the Paul Feinbaum Show for conduct detrimental to the show and its staff. I am prohibited by NCAA bylaws to discuss too much more, but apparently after the Jim call, he called and spoke with one of our key people. And are you aware of this?
No.
And then words were spoken, and they were simply irreversible and without a serious apology to the individual that he made reference to. The suspension will be indefinite. Legend is next.
That just breaks my heart. Woo! That just breaks my heart right there that he's been suspended. Oh, man. What are we going to do? Are we going to make it without him? What are we going to do with our fifth-string quarterback going down with a toe injury, Paul? What are we going to do? I don't know. Horrible, Paul. This is horrible. Man, that should have been coming a long time ago. He's been disrespecting you, been disrespecting Randy, been disrespecting women, been disrespecting children. But we can all hope if we do good every day and be good to people that one day we can be a Christian like Jim is. Woo! Put him in jail! Take his mugshot! Put him in jail!
Lock him up!
Belongs in jail! Get his mugshot. Put him in jail. Put him in jail. You know, I tried to contact the women that he said that he was good looking. I only found one that was headed back to the circus. She said I don't know about his looks, but he looked like a dadgum mannequin in a dadgum flea market store without a bulge. But I mean, that's long overdue, man. I don't like how he talks to you anyway, Paul. Squirrel slapped him around. Did I tell you, if Squirrel was a lawyer, he done paid Mason Joe Biden from Tuscaloosa O.S. about 8 times on this show. I mean, I ain't seen Joe Biden destroyed like that since the last time he took a bike ride, Paul. Woo! Let's get us some football. Now the psycho is gone in jail. Take a mugshot. Put him in the cell. A padded cell. Now, Paul, did I hear LSU lost their starting defensive tackle, Mason Smith, for the first time?
You heard correctly.
I got one thing to say about that. Ain't that a shame? I got one thing to say to LSU fans. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's right. I'll get my FSU chat ready. I had a guy tell me today, ain't you excited about SEC football? I said, I'm excited about Alabama football. I don't care about none of these other teams. The only sport I pull for everybody in is baseball at SEC. And these other sports, it's a jungle, baby. It's a jungle. And you know LSU that Brian Kelly always starts slow. That's one thing we know about Brian Kelly. He will nut up in the opener. Brian Kelly is famous for nutting up in the opener. I love it, but I hope FSU beat y'all by 60. And let me tell you something, Tennessee. I hope Joe Milton gets a blister on his hand and throw six interceptions to Virginia. And I hope they beat y'all by 50. And let me tell you something, Auburn. I hope you go out to California, and on the way, your whole bunch comes down with a flu or something. And when you get to California, they beat you by 100. And Florida, I hope Utah comes down there and beats y'all by 70. It's a jungle. It's all about Alabama, baby. I don't care about none of y'all else in the SEC. Woo! I hope he gets suspended for 8 friggin' games, baby. Love you, Paul. Glad that he's been suspended. The world will be a better place, baby. Woo! Elvis has left the building.
Miss Pat is up next.
Hello, Paul. Yes, the only thing I'm going to disagree with Legend about is what he said about Auburn. But I was about to say yes about Jim, but he's crazy. But I wanted to tell Larry something. You know, just because a lady is 70-plus years old doesn't mean she's not hot anymore. Now, Michael did find me 40 years ago, and I was really hot then, but I'm still hot, and he would be the first to tell you so. And if you don't believe it, he probably doesn't want to. Do you remember talking to him?
I do remember that very much.
Well,
scared me to death.
Well, he's not scary. I'm going to put him on the phone for a minute.
Okay. Is this Michael?
Yeah. Hello, Paul.
Your wife just gave you quite a compliment.
Well, I'm not surprised.
So did you guys meet at Auburn?
No, we did not.
Okay.
We actually met at West Point.
Oh, at West Point?
Yeah.
Well, that's right. That's right. I do remember the story now. Tell us. Tell us what happened.
Oh God! No, you don't. You don't want to hear this. No. Nobody else does either.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want you to know that Miss Pat, in her mid-70s, is hot as a firecracker.
Oh my goodness. I am sweating thinking about this right now. Can you hand me a handkerchief?
You can knock. Yeah.
That's good.
Well, you can knock that off. But, she's very, very hot.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, here's Pat.
Okay, thank you.
Well, okay, Paul.
We got that cleared up. I know the world was curious whether 70, how old are you? 74-year-old. 75-year-old Pat is as hot as she was when she met Michael at West Point 41 years ago.
Yeah, well, I'm not that hot anymore, but I just am full of life. That's the point I was making, I guess. And what Larry needs to look for is not some beautiful.
Yeah, I was thoroughly
like
disturbed with Larry's phone call.
Anyway, I just wanted to say, hey, have a nice weekend.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to hang up.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, bye.
I was about to ask you if you wouldn't want your wife to. Anyway, that's not a good question for you. Yeah, I know that. That is a first, though, for this show. Man. Did you feel the fever rising over there at Pat and Michael's house like I did? Preacher man. We need a preacher man right now. Good afternoon.
Hey, Mr. Paul, how you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Rennie at work. You know, it's just so ironic. I joined your show late today, so I missed hearing whatever it is Jim said. But my buddy asked me
What got Jim suspended was he had had a phone call, and then he called back, and he was speaking to one of our people, and he used some very objectionable language to that individual. And we feel like it is conduct unbecoming of a. You should respect.
He's a very
everyone. Everyone
person.
Is very nice with when our folks talk to you, and they have a lot. I mean, the person he talked to is actually running the show right now, And Jim just went off on him using the most objectionable curse words you could use. And we all made a decision that it cannot be tolerated.
Well, I think you made the right decision, absolutely. I know Jim's supposed to be a Christian, and that's what my buddy and I were speaking about today. It's like he says all these crazy things and supposed to be a Christian. It's like he reminds me of somebody that's like in the second grade, you know, I mean, really. But
well, the only difference is second graders don't normally use the kind of words that he used. Maybe they do, but they didn't when I was in second grade.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I just mean his pettiness. But what I would talk about is Florida State. Is there any chance Florida State could ever get in the SEC? I always kind of wish they were in the SEC, and I always liked them. And I'm a Bama fan, but I always liked the Seminoles as well. And I'll hang up and listen to your
input. Thank you, preacher man. I think right now they would like to get in the SEC, and I think if and when the SEC expand, I think Florida State would be on the shortest of lists. Thank you for the call. Dogleg is up next.
Oh, how you doing?
We are great. Thank you for checking in.
You know, Squirrel had it right. That wasn't Jim from Tuscaloosa today, because he said he was never going to call again. He said that yesterday for the how many hits did Ted Williams have? 500 sometimes. You know, so it could have been Jim Osteen. It could have been Jim and Tammy Baker. I don't know. You know, but, you know, it just – or maybe Jim's parents were there imitating him. I don't know either. On a lighter note, let's bring back Leonard's Losers, and I've got some names of your callers that might be good voices. But you remember him, I know.
Oh, of course I remember.
He has such a unique voice, the way of approaching it. My top three would be Bubba from North Carolina. Now, I'm a dog fan, but I respect these other fans. Bubba from North Carolina, Big Daddy from South Carolina, and I would say Legend. He's got a great voice, but Legend is probably going to do the narration for the Stetson Bennett story out in L.A., in the Return of Pinocchio. You know, I know he's looking forward to that. But on a serious note, did you see the list of contributors to college athletics that was put out by USA Today the other day?
I did not. Tell us about it.
The top 30 or so, the top contributors and athletic donations, not NIL. Oregon topped the list. This is from 2005 to 2022. Oregon topped the list with $969 million. Of course, Texas A&M with J.R. and the Dallas gang at $849 million. Texas, $766 million. Florida, $763 million. Georgia comes in sixth at $716 million. And of course, Oklahoma State. Who's the big oil guy out there at Oklahoma State?
Well, it used to Boone Pickens.
Yeah. 670.
Yeah, the stadium. The stadium is named after Boone.
Yeah, most of them are SEC schools, including Florida State. Auburn, believe it or not, came in at number 9 ahead of Bama. Bama was 12.
That's interesting.
Of course, Oregon has high-tech jobs that support them. I looked at Georgia Tech. It used to be a rival of Georgia, no more. With even the high-paying engineering jobs, they came in at 44. And Dion's Colorado came in at 46. My point is, these kids and parents are looking at these facilities and how much money they're pumping in, you know, and of course they're looking at how they can be developed. So it does make a big difference on this. You know, so I thought that was interesting like that. But, you know, I'm really happy for football coming up. I'm formerly Pine Mountain, Steve from Pine Mountain, but I decided to use my handle I use on the other pages. But I just enjoy your show, and I know it's going to be more interesting now that we can just talk about sports and not badmouth other people. Jim, look at Ephesians 4:29 if you get a chance in your off time, since you're not going to be calling in at back door. Hey, Paul, can I get his back door line? Can that go up?
He can will that to you. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Are we up against a break? Seems like we should be. We are back with much more after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We are back. Catherine is up next in Florida. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Paul. Listen, is there going to be a time limit of suspension for Jim?
Right now it's indefinite, so that's open to interpretation.
Well, how about a month? Because give you a break, your staff, and us listeners a break. I mean, that guy, I just can't believe that he's real. I mean, I don't know. I just can't imagine someone being like that. I mean, his person, it just blows my mind. But, you know, we just need a break from him for a while.
Well, we just saw he had a post on social media a minute ago where he's announcing it too. So he basically said he'd been suspended from the Dirty Feinbaum Show, heathen lying host.
Well, I mean, you know,
a majority of jealous callers, and he said he called out Squirrel as well.
Well, he calls and he says he's not calling back, but then, you know, either by the end of the show or the next day, he's already calling. But, you know, what I really wanted to say, Paul, you have such positiveness of, you know, callers. And like this week, I really enjoyed the gentleman that called from Mississippi and talking about how the patients there love listening to your show and what a great help it's been for them. And, I mean, that has to make you feel really good.
Yeah, that call was very poignant. I think everybody felt better listening to that, just to the idea.
Yeah.
But part of what, I mean, Catherine, you understand it, but this show is a little bit difficult to explain to, and I've had to do this sometimes especially to bosses who don't listen and watch, and very few people really understand it unless you're part of it.
Right. Well, and then I want to say that Roman Harper, his thing about the
that was great.
Carlisle, I'm telling you, that just had me dying laughing. I mean, because I was a grandmother that did that for almost 6 years, and it's something else. And the thing was, they put a law, and I don't know if they still impose it, but because he was talking about not being able to use Wi-Fi and the phone and everything, but they were going to give tickets to people that were on the phone because they said that, you know, they were in a car driving and that was going to be a traffic violation.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
It is, but the thing, and then listening to you about safety patrol, that's pretty cool, too, because my granddaughter did that, and I tell you, it turned her education interest around. I mean, because we had to get her there early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, no,
her grades had to be good.
This is sixth grade now, and we had to be there probably an hour early, and I do remember the hot chocolate and all the snacks that we got. But the idea of letting a sixth grader like me walk out and stop traffic is pretty scary to think about. Because I had no earthly idea. Remember those poles you would walk, march out? I mean, how did we know when to go out there? There were no policemen.
Yeah, well, they've changed things a lot. The parents, you know, the kids usually get out of the car, and the safety patrol's on the sidewalk, and there's teachers there. And, of course, now each school pretty much has a safety police officer there. The one thing she learned, and I don't know if y'all did it, but they were responsible for raising the flag and then taking it down each day. And she learned how to fold it.
that is great. Catherine, thank you so much. Always great to hear from you. You ready for this guy?
Yes.
Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. You know what? I don't think I'm missing Jack Joe Gimsy one little bit. You know what? Because, you know, he's been – Paul, he's got the word of the days he calls. If somebody calls in and says something he don't like, he's immediately calling right back trying to jump all over him. It's kind of like he acts like he runs the show, kind of. And, you know, he's psychologically, he's just off in the head, Paul. That man needs some help. He needs some serious help. And anybody say anything bad about Squirrel or anybody, any of these callers, the man, that man is just full of hate, Paul. I mean, I pray for the man. I do. He needs help, but I don't know if he could be helped. You know, if you ain't changed by the time you turn 80, I don't think he's going to change, Paul. So, but, you know.
I disagree with you, Handsome Joe. I mean, whether it's the Bible or any other book of great history, the age is not the critical factor. You can change. I mean, there have been plenty of people older than 80 that on their final day converted and went to heaven as opposed to the alternative.
You're right. It ain't the age. It's the mentality. And that's where he's off is just his mentality. Hey, my grandpa quit smoking cigarettes at 80. You know, he lived to be in his 90s. And, you know, he said he started smoking when he was like 4 or 5 years old. He didn't quit till he was like 80. And so, you know, you can change.
I agree with you. And I've always tried to help Jim along because I think there is some goodness there. We just haven't seen it in, I don't know, 15 or 20 years.
Yeah, well, you got to get on the right medication, I think. Because, you know, he just gets too angry. You know, I don't get mad if somebody says something bad about me. Just ignore them, you know. Can't take it personal, but
Joe, I've told him this before that he just cannot react to every heckler on the street, but he feels like he must.
Yeah, and he brings it on himself. I mean, he brings it on himself, and don't matter who it is, he'll call in and somebody he'll call in and say, "Oh, that's an idiot, that's a fool," and I'm a Christian, but that dude. That's a fool. And he's just psychologically off. I mean, I want to say this about Larry. Hey, Larry can get him a woman. He needs to call Silver Singles. I mean, that will be better than calling the Paul Feinbaum show to get a woman, because these women here, you know, I don't know if they can handle these college football gals here now, because they get wilder than the dudes. And I don't know if Larry's ticker can handle it.
We're a week away from the first Bama game. Can you is it easier or difficult for you to watch a Bama game with a lady?
If a lady's willing to watch it, hey, it's worth watching it with her, because, you know, these great girls, they either like football or they don't. But it does make it easier if they're for the same team you're for. But, you know, that ain't mandatory. That's good.
Yeah, Joe, if you met a nice young lady from your area that was an Auburn fan, could you watch a game with an Auburn fan?
No. I couldn't follow. That's why I had to draw the line. I can't do it, Paul, because as soon as she starts saying that W-A-R Eagle,
even if you guys met, let's say you met in April and started dating, she's a great woman, and you guys hit it off. By the time you got to that final Saturday in November, you'd have to. You couldn't do it.
Yeah, I'd have to watch. I couldn't watch it with her. Oh, no. I just go over to my buddy's house and watch it and let her have the house to herself. And if you got back
and Auburn put, you know, if Auburn, you put another whipping on Auburn like last year, I mean, would you make a big deal about it?
No. I just bring her some crimson roses in and say, hey, Roll Tide, baby, Roll Tide. Good luck next year. Hey, Red Bay Tigers kick off football tonight, Paul.
Who we got?
Red Bay playing up in Hamilton.
Hell, I've been to Hamilton. So, Red Bay and Hamilton, that's a rivalry.
Yeah, it ain't far from Red Bay, but they moved the game back 30 minutes just because it's 100 degrees here today, and it's sweltering hot, and they moved
It's Alabama. Hey, we're up against the break. You be well. You take care of yourself. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, we are getting close. How about 24 and a half hours away from the – or 25 hours away from the first game of the year, Hawaii at Vanderbilt tomorrow night. AJ is up next.
Na, 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 na. Hey, Jim. Good Joe Biden, baby. Good Joe Biden bye. Go climb off in the basement and shine on your Pinto. You ain't got a Corvette, Jim. Let me ask you something about this guy, Bam, Paul. Got a bone to pick with this Bam guy. He calls you a rat fink, then calls it here and refers to I-Man as a monkey man, then said I'm a smurf. But, you know, I can't help but all I can – what keeps just reverberating in my mind, Paul, is all he talks about is I've been calling since 2012. Been calling since 2012. So, in other words, Bam, you're telling us you've been sucking as a caller for 12 years. That's all you've been doing, Bam. Your calls ain't worth a damn, Bam. So, suck it up. I'm going to invite you to take you skydiving and let me pack your parachute, Bam. But was that, did I hear what I thought I heard a while ago? Squirrel did a gym swipe, and he sat there and he said, What did he call me out on the other day? He said, all I do is call in and swipe at Jim. I believe that's what he said, Paul. Thanks for agreeing with me. I'll tell you this. You know what? When I heard that call about Squirrel today, the first thing I thought about was when old Ray Stevens wrote that song back years ago about the squirrel went to church, the Mississippi Squirrel Revival. You know what church it was? It was the first self-righteous Baptist church over there in Pascagoula. Of all states, it was over there in Mississippi. I'm pretty sure if you look at that video, I know Squirrel was in it. I know for a fact. But I'm going to tell all these callers something that calls it there talking about, you heard it today, talking about AJ's Legends of Illegitimate Son. He tried to be just like him. I don't try to be nothing but who I am. If I sound like Legend sometimes, I might kid around and say, what's going on, my black cat brother, messing around? But I don't try to mimic Legend. I don't want to be that. I'm so far away from wanting to be an Alabama fan, it ain't even funny. But I'm going to tell you this. It's a good day in Pell City, Alabama, because Jim's ass is on the road. And another thing, Larry, the prettiest thing you ever caught, Larry, was a 5-pound largemouth, wore down eagle.
Sean is up next in Iowa. Hello, Sean.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of lost after that call.
Lost is not the word for it. I feel like... I had
a good joke lined up. I'm going to try to... Okay, here we go.
Good.
So Larry was talking about making all the women vibrate when he was younger. I'm pretty sure the only thing that he ever made vibrate was the Nokia brick phone that he put in his prison pocket and called from his landline. I'm sorry, that's a bit graphic. But, all right, let's talk about Alabama versus LSU, and I want to call out legend. I am a hardcore Tiger fan, and I hate legend because I kind of have to. He's a Bama fan. But I love his respect for his team. I think that game this year might be the gateway to the national championship. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's critical, and without knowing,
and it always is. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I really think in many ways that's become the de facto rivalry in the SEC, and I'm not diminishing Auburn, Alabama. I mean, I've made a career out of that game. But in terms of national importance, LSU-Alabama has become the most important game in recent years. I mean, regular season game.
Well, yeah, and I would say, I mean, obviously, arguably in the West. In the East, though, are you feeling like it's Georgia, Tennessee, or?
Well, I mean, the East has not really had a game in a couple of years that has really been, I mean, if you go back to the 90s and even the 2000s, it was Tennessee, Florida, and you know, Georgia, Florida has always been there, but those two teams have rarely been on top at the same time. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Trey is up next in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Trey.
Paul, do you just realize you suspended Jim? Your ratings have gone up quicker than gas prices and the heat index down here in Alabama. That's how quick you done a wonderful thing there. And I'm going to say something else, too. You do that fine bomb bracket in March in basketball, I think he should be booted from that because you base that based on calls during the year. If you get suspended, your resume is terrible. So he needs to be booted from your March fine bomb caller bracket when you do it. And the guy just called in, and I'm going to say it. I've been saying it every year. I'm not a believer in LSU. They're going to have three losses because of that defense, Paul. I'm telling you. But, Paul, one question. How do you feel about the LSU-Florida State and Alabama-Texas game?
I'm still thinking through all of it. Alabama, there's no way you can really make a call until you see the quarterback play and see what happens in the first game. I've been pretty high on LSU. The Mason Smith suspension, I think, is very important, though.
That was huge. I agree with you. That was huge. And I hate to see that for a team. I like to see it. And I see Georgia lost a running back, too. I hate that to see for Georgia. But, Paul, is Ryan Day having a quarterback problem like Alabama's having?
I don't
think
so. It
sounds like he's having a problem also.
I think McCord is going to be the quarterback. He is just really taking it very slowly. He's got a pretty big – you know, he's got a conference game, the first game. I think it's on the road, too. But I think both are very good quarterbacks. Hey, thanks for the call. We're up against a break. We have a couple of minutes remaining here for the week. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Final couple of minutes of the week, and Will is up next in Birmingham. Hello, Will.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Hey, well, I just wanted to start off this call by saying that you did an outstanding job in that Swamp King documentary that just came out. That was probably one of the most compelling stories that I've ever watched before. I've already seen it all the way through 2 times.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. It was incredible because I was sort of young during those years, and you kind of hear about these teams. But you never really get an insight into what it's actually like. And so that being said, I had one major takeaway from the documentary, and that was that if that sort of program was in existence today, like, can you imagine how quick that roster would just hop in the portal?
Yeah, and I realize a lot of you have not seen it. It's streaming now on Netflix, but I mean, Urban Meyer clearly tried to run people off in the most barbaric way possible that you could get away with it as a football coach. You probably could not get away with that today.
Yeah, no, I mean,
you most certainly
I just kind of laugh. I just kind of laugh watching. I mean, I guess I don't want to give any spoilers, throw any spoilers out there, but.
Well, I don't think you are, I'm only through one episode of the four. Now, again, I have a little bit of knowledge of it, having spent time with them. But I was not prepared for how intense it was. And one reason I think it is so intense, and the director told us a couple of days ago that they ascertained about 600 different film clips that were taken by the team photographer and videographer. So, I mean, you really feel like you are in the locker room at all times, and rarely have any of us seen something like that.
Yeah, no, it was fascinating. How long did it take them to put that together?
Well, all I know is they first contacted me almost 2 years ago, and my role, they just asked me, and I said, listen, I didn't cover the team. I was in Alabama at the time, but they wanted somebody from a conference, an SEC perspective on the effect Urban Meyer had. And then I met with them about a year and a half ago. So that tells you how long ago it's been.
Yeah. Well, yes, sir. I thought it was funny. You know, I just imagining what those players on the roster would do after one match on the wrestling mat during Meyer's practice. He'd probably be down to about 5 players on the roster.
Yeah, those who haven't seen it, I mean, Urban had, this is not that unusual in football, but it would be lately where, I mean, he just had, you know, constant competition, I mean, physical competition between players. And, I mean, they showed one guy, like, throwing up and, I mean, it was pretty raw. Not if you ever played football, but again, for the average fan.
No, but it was almost like barbaric.
It was
sort of like mixed martial arts. Like guys were taking elbows to rib cages, and I mean,
I guess. And he said it well. I mean, he said I wanted players to quit and get out of there.
Well, I mean, I guess mission accomplished, man.
You have to respect him in a way. I mean, he went there to change the culture, and he did. Now, and I haven't seen it all, but I'm told pretty reliably by friends of mine that they went right past some of the most barbaric things that happened off the field.
Right. Yeah, and one of the more fascinating parts of the story was how a homeschooled kid like Tim Tebow was able to thrive in that environment. That just kind of blew my mind. I mean, I know he's an extremely hard worker and, like, he values commitment, but being around some of those guys. Like, you just had Brandon Styler on there.
Oh, man.
Like, they have stories. The story of him taking Tebow to that party was
now,
hilarious.
That was funny. That's as far as I've gotten right now. Styler tells the story that Tebow wanted to learn from Styler, who was one of the elder players. And they went to a nightclub, I think?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, the idea of Tim Tebow going to a nightclub is pretty shocking, but they went to this nightclub, and all of a sudden the women, you know, started gathering around, and Styler thought they were there for him. And they asked him about, I said, is Tim here? Is Tebow here? And he said, I never took him to another nightclub, I can assure you. He said, because he felt like I was a senior. The women should have been there for him. But, the Tebow part, and I'll say this, Will, with 10 years of having known Tebow very well, it was a very interesting representation because he is very intense, and he's competitive. And I think it's difficult sometimes to manage it, even in normal circumstances. Because that's who he is. I mean, he is literally a warrior. And the fact that he nearly went to Alabama is probably something that many will be surprised by. But Tebow later, he told me once that even though he called Urban Meyer to commit to Florida, he almost backed away even then. I mean, this was 10 minutes before he committed. He still thought about backing out of that commitment, and I think his father reminded him, you make a commitment, and how history would have changed had he gone to Alabama. Urban Meyer would have been long gone from Gainesville. Speaking of being long gone, we are out of here. Thanks so much for being a part of the show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.